Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
President Biden unable to avoid prickly question from reporters about raging problems back home, like soaring gas prices.
The reason why gas prices are up is because of Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia.
Not true, howled critics, pointing out that even the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, recently testified on Capitol Hill that no, Russia's war in Ukraine was not the main driver of inflation and the burgeoning pain at the pump.
Would you come my way?
This is the Trevor Carey Show.
Did you burn out to the end?
On the Valley's Power Talk.
Would you come?
The American Farm Bureau Federation says Americans will spend 17% more this year to host a barbecue for 10 people compared to a year ago. About 10 bucks more than it was last year, a total of 70 bucks. Ground beef for those burgers up 36%. Chicken breast up 33%. Baked beans are going to cost you 33% more than last year as well. Hamburger buns are going to be more than a year ago, 16% more. Chocolate chip cookies, 7%. More.
So I guess the Biden administration's not going to do that weird infographic they did last year where they were talking about how much money you're actually saving on your 4th of July cookout. This year you're spending way the heck more. One state where you're going to be spending more and seeing more idiocy would be right here in the state of California. John Girardi here, filling in for Trevor Carey. My day job, I'm the director of Right to Life of Central California, RTLCC.org. I am the CEO of the Obria Medical Clinics of Central California, ObriaFresno.org, O-B-R-I-A, B as in boy. And I'm delighted to be here with all of you as we kick off this 4th of July weekend, talking about all kinds of topics. And I want to shift gears here, kind of had a national hour in this Independence Day celebration, excuse me. I want to shift gears here to California stuff, and our buddy Jonathan Keller will be joining me in just a bit here. So I understand. You people probably look at me, Mr. Right to Life, and it's probably the way, you know, to a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Maybe I'm the boy who cries wolf. Maybe I'm always yelling and screaming about how California is doing insane pro-abortion stuff. And in fairness to myself, it's because every year California does insane abortion stuff, and this year might be the most insane year possible due to the freak out that the California legislature and Governor Newsom collectively are having over the Dobbs case. So we have just thing after thing after thing they are trying to do with the worst of it all being this new constitutional amendment. So you say, what constitutional amendment? All right. You all know about the federal constitution. Let me give you a little civics 101 for all you folks from Rio Linda. Not only does the United States have its own constitution, but every individual state has a constitution. And some of the state constitutions are really historic and venerable monuments to democracy, and others are a little more cut and pasted from other state constitutions, a little more workaday. I don't know that anyone's accused the California Constitution of being a great work of political literature or anything, but we've got one. And the Democrats are trying to introduce, or have introduced, an amendment to our state legislature. And this will be, in November, the first thing on your ballot in your list of state ballot initiatives. Okay, the first ballot initiative you're going to have on your list will be this constitutional amendment, this amendment to the state constitution. What will it do? This is a constitutional amendment to the California Constitution explicitly enshrining a vague, unbounded right to abortion in California law. Now, what will this do? This state constitution just says that the state will do nothing to interfere with a woman's right to have abortion, and that's pretty much it. Like, literally, this is a incredibly broad, vague constitutional amendment with no limitations on it. Okay, so we're talking about, instead of California's current law, which is kind of, California's current law is that abortion is legal up until fetal viability, and then after viability, it's only legal if it is deemed to be necessary to preserving the woman's health. And their definition of health is really, really broad. Effectively, any pregnancy implicates maternal health. So effectively, we do have 9-month legal abortion. But this would completely blow that out of the water, any sort of limitation. This would say, yeah, legal 9-month abortion, flat out. Beyond that, this thing is so big and vague and open that I really do fear that it's going to be used to attack the conscience rights of doctors and healthcare providers who don't want to do abortions. Now, why do I say that? Now, the reason I say that is because this is something the ACLU has wanted to do for years. And I sort of detailed this in a op-ed piece that I wrote that was published by the Fresno Bee earlier this week on Monday. If you want to see it, I link to it from my Twitter account. Go to twitter.com/FresnoJohnny, at FresnoJohnny on Twitter. Go back a couple of days and you can find it there. So what am I saying here? Okay. The ACLU has, for the last several years, been involved in litigation. They've been suing Dignity Health, which is the big Catholic hospital chain based in California, sort of Northern California, Central California. I think they're big. Anyway, Dignity Health and St. Agnes Medical Center is actually one of the hospitals within the Dignity Health chain. Okay, so think of that as they're suing St. Agnes. And what is the ACLU suing them for? The ACLU is suing Dignity Health over its refusal to perform tubal ligations. Tubal ligation is a contraceptive method. Catholic teaching holds that artificial methods of contraception are immoral. So a voluntary elective tubal ligation that's not indicated by any kind of other health need or something is contrary to Catholic teaching. Dignity Health is refusing to do it, and the ACLU is suing them for that refusal. Why? On what grounds? Well, the ACLU is saying you are discriminating against women by your refusal to provide this basic reproductive health care need. That's their argument. Dignity Health is saying, well, you may think it's a basic reproductive health care need. We can dispute that all day long, but we're a Catholic hospital chain. We have the right to free exercise of religion under the First Amendment of the Constitution. So we're allowed to say we're going to offer some services, but not all. We're not going to do things that are contrary to Catholic teaching. We're a Catholic hospital. Now, why do I talk about all this in the context of a constitutional amendment on abortion? Well, the ACLU is behind a lot of this, all right? The ACLU has been a key partner with Gavin Newsom in crafting all the other crazy abortion legislation that the state legislature has been going through to get rid of all copays and deductibles for abortion. Yeah, that's coming up. No out-of-pocket costs for abortion. That's coming up January 1st, 2023. All kinds of other ideas for paying for people to fly from pro-life states to come to California to get abortions at your taxpayer expense. Pay for their flight. Pay for their lodging. Pay for childcare for their kids while the parents abort the sibling. Pay for the abortion. Pay off the student loan debt of medical school students who go to underserved parts of the state to perform abortions. It's like Teach for America, only it's Abort for California. The ACLU has been a key partner with the Newsom administration in coming up with all of these ideas. They were part of this thing called the California Future of Abortion Council. It was a consortium of all these ultra-liberal groups, including the ACLU, urging the governor and the state legislature to pass all of these radical abortion laws. While this constitutional amendment is really broad and really vague, I'll read the whole thing to you. It's not that long. It just says, the state shall not deny or interfere with an individual's reproductive freedom in their most intimate decisions, which includes their fundamental right to choose to have an abortion and their fundamental right to choose or refuse contraceptives. Contraceptives, the very thing that the ACLU was arguing with these Catholic hospitals over. This section is intended to further the constitutional right to privacy guaranteed by Section 1 and the constitutional right not to be denied equal protection guaranteed by Section 7. Nothing herein narrows or limits the right to privacy or equal protection. Now, a lot of people in looking at this constitutional amendment were a little confused about what it did. It's so broad. It's so vague. And furthermore, you know how the Supreme Court in Roe v. Wade cooked up a right to abortion that nowhere existed in the Constitution? Like, the Constitution never says anything about abortion, never discusses abortion. No one thought that at the time of the ratification of any part of the Constitution that it had anything to do with abortion whatsoever. And somehow they magically, mystically found a right to abortion hidden in there. Well, the California State Supreme Court, which has the last word on interpreting the California State Constitution, has already done a very similar thing. California has legal abortion in part due to these California State Supreme Court decisions. California's Constitution has a right to privacy. Unlike the federal Constitution, the California Constitution actually has a right to privacy. And our state Supreme Court has interpreted that right to privacy as protecting abortion. It's protecting our state Constitution's equal protection clause as protecting a right to abortion. So a lot of people saw this new constitutional amendment and said, well, is this changing anything with California law? I mean, we already have legal abortion. Would this change anything? Is this just a ploy by the Democrats to get better voter turnout this November? What is this even doing? Well, I don't think Democrats do things for no reason. I don't think any politician does things for no reason. I don't think they introduce a law, let alone a constitutional amendment, for no reason. So what is this thing intended to do? Again, I believe, given the involvement of the ACLU, the explicit mention of both abortion and contraception, and their phrase, the state shall not deny or interfere with an individual's reproductive freedom in their most intimate decisions, which includes their fundamental right to choose to have an abortion, their fundamental right to choose or refuse contraceptives. Could they say, hey, we think state laws that protect the conscience rights of Catholic hospitals, forget them. That's a state action interfering with a woman's right to choose. Catholic hospital's posture violates this constitutional amendment, violates the right to equal protection. I could see them doing that because ultimately, this is the thing. We have an activist California State Supreme Court. If it's not like they're bound by the law necessarily. You get a clever enough ACLU lawyer to make a case and bring that case all the way up to them, who do you think's going to win? An ACLU lawyer? Or whoever we pro-lifers can hire to throw up there? Who do you think they're going to listen to? They're going to listen to the ACLU lawyer. And that's my fear, is that we're passing something that we could be passing something if this thing passes via ballot initiative, that we have no idea what's in it. And I guess I want to ask pro-choice people listening to this. Do you like third trimester abortions? Do you think that's okay? Do you like forcing Catholic hospitals to do abortions against their conscientious objections? Forcing pro-life doctors to do abortions against their conscientious objections? Telling medical students you either do abortions or you don't become an OB? Do you think that's going to help? Do you think that's going to help parts of the Valley that don't have enough prenatal care? If you don't like that, you should be voting no on this constitutional amendment. All right, when we return, we'll have my buddy Jonathan Keller talking about more of the other crazy stuff, including loosening up legal restrictions on prostitution. Thanks a lot, Gavin Newsom. John Girardi filling in for Trevor on The Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk. 559-230-4242. That's 559-230-4242.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
You're listening to The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Joining me in the studio, the CEO of California Family Council, my partner in crime on Right to Life Radio every Saturday morning, 9 to 10, will also be my partner in crime for this event Thursday, July 7th, 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the offices of Harris Construction. We're doing California After Row. It'll be a little conference, mini event. We'll have great experts in public policy medicine. Jonathan Keller and I will be there discussing what happens with the Dobbs case, what it means for California, how this impacts the country. I really encourage you to go to our Facebook page to learn more about it, facebook.com/righttolifeca. We have the ad right there. Go to, if you want to reserve a spot, get in touch with us. Call us at Right to Life of Central California, 559-229-2229. Or you can email us at info@rtlcc.org. And here he is, joining me in studio, Mr. Jonathan Keller. How are you doing, Jonathan?
Hey, always good to be with you, John. It feels like only 6.5 days ago that we were in this very studio.
Yes, indeed. We were rejoicing last Saturday at the Dobbs case, and we continue to be rejoicing. But the problem with the Dobbs case is that California is not reacting well to it. And actually, we're going to start here with a bill that is not actually abortion-related. But it's certainly fascinating to look into the minds of Gavin Newsom and the Democrats and see the kinds of things he thinks is kindness and assistance. So, Jonathan, tell us about this bill that Governor Newsom just signed today, how it's loosening up restrictions on prostitution.
So this is SB 357. And the weird thing about this bill, John, it's a bill that decriminalizes, basically repeals provisions of the law related to loitering with intent to commit prostitution.
Right.
It's solicitation, basically. The idea that already it's bad enough in the state of California that you would go and there are laws, I should say, that are against prostitution still technically.
Right.
But right now, one of the ways that you stop someone from committing prostitution is you have the threat of prosecution. And that is if you see someone walk in the streets that looks right, very provocatively dressed, and they seem to be leaning into people's cars and talking to gentlemen callers.
And loitering.
You're loitering around, yes. That would be a probable cause that the police could go and arrest them for, yeah, come on. We all know what's happening here.
Right. Well, and it's also a thing of, now, the way that these ultra-liberal, Chesa Boudin-esque criminal justice reform trademark people talk about it is that, oh, you're criminalizing poverty, that women are turning to prostitution because they're poor. But it overlooks that having these laws on the books allows police to intercept women who are actively being trafficked. And all of the violence and the harm and evil of sex trafficking is stopped because cops have the authority. They have probable cause to see when a woman is walking the street, leaning into cars. They have the probable cause to pull up, intervene in the situation, and get this woman out of this incredibly dangerous situation.
Right. And look, John, let's be fair. Is it possible in our great state of California with its 40 million residents, mm-hmm, that there are some women who are in high-class neighborhoods? They're in Beverly Hills, or they are in Orange County. They're right there in Anaheim, right in front of Disneyland.
Right.
And they are dressed, you know, in a stunning evening gown, and they look very professional. And they're, you know, Stanford educated, USC graduates, whatever you want to call them.
I'm maybe not USC graduates. Passing over all kinds of mean USC jokes. All right, continue.
They're standing here talking to somebody. Yes, is that possibly a demographic that could be engaging in solicitation for prostitution? I mean, yes,
maybe.
I guess
seems pretty unlikely.
If you talk to most police officers, and if you look at a lot of the people who are opposing this bill, they recognize that most of the time the women that are engaging in this solicitation are, number one, they're doing it in very high poverty, high crime neighborhoods.
Right. This is not happening at, you know, Moroa and Palm.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are also, the women themselves, in many cases, are in very desperate and dire financial circumstances, life circumstances.
Drug addiction, substance abuse.
Yeah. Domestic violence. Maybe they're being forced into this in some cases.
Or sex trafficking.
Yep. I mean, there is a huge host of people that are facing desperate circumstances if they're engaged in this.
Yeah, the notion that a cop pulling in and arresting them is punishment. Maybe we can have a discussion about the criminal penalties that you're going to assess, but it's not always resulting in criminal penalties. If someone is being forced into this against her will, a cop arresting her is in many, many cases going to be the absolute best case outcome for this person.
But John, you don't understand, because our compassionate governor, Gavin Newsom.
So compassionate.
Let me read you the signing statement tweeted not 2 hours ago. From his from the LA Times, they retweeted this, and this is the official paper that Governor Newsom published on his blog, his official website. He says, to the members of the California State Senate, I'm signing SB 357, which repeals provisions of the law related to loitering with intent to commit prostitution. It additionally allows a person who has been convicted of loitering to petition the trial court for resentencing or dismissal and the sealing of records. Okay, that's what it does. But John, this is the justification. The author, State Senator Scott Wiener, the author brought
He's a real peach. We can talk about him later.
The author brought forth this legislation because the crime of loitering has disproportionately impacted black and brown women and members of the LGBTQ community. Black adults accounted for 56.1% of the loitering charges in Los Angeles between 2017 to 2019, despite making up less than 10% of the city's population. Well, John,
I mean, it then makes you want to ask the question, what percentage of victims of sex trafficking are black or brown or of the LGBTQ community?
We know, for example, John, on similar issues, that abortions in many parts of the country, both, I think this is here in California, and we know it's especially true in New York City, abortions dramatically disproportionately impact black and brown communities,
sure,
especially African-American communities, where nationally for the last 50 years, as an example, you know, tying these multiple stories together,
right?
Abortions in the black community represent about 33% of all abortions, despite the fact that the black community makes up only 12% of the nation's population.
Right.
So they have a 300% higher abortion rate than they should have.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely true. In this case, it's a 560%, you know, over five times higher rate of arrests for loitering. But exactly, John. Maybe there are...
Maybe it's because they are being victimized more often.
Perhaps, to quote our illustrious Vice President Kamala Harris, maybe we need to look at the root causes of what's happening here.
Which Kamala Harris says that because she's like the person who didn't study for the test trying to find something interesting to say. But it is true. Maybe we need to actually look at the root causes here.
Right.
All right. We'll be back with more California state legislative insanity. Hey, if you think legalizing prostitution isn't a good idea, why don't you call us? 559-230-4242. That's 559-230-4242. John Girardi in for Trevor on the Valley's Power Talk.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
He's the CEO of California Family Council. He's my go-to guy for talking about California legislation. Our Power Talk buddy, Mr. Jonathan Keller.
Howdy. Good
Jonathan,
to be back
where
here.
Where can people find out more about you and your work and stuff you do?
Our organization, California Family Council, as you might imagine, has a website, and that is californiafamily.org.
All right. Well,
so
way to go.
Be happy to have any of you come. We are publishing tons of details about various and sundry policies coming out of California right now.
Right. So I want to take this opportunity to go through some of the crazier bills. We just spent the last segment detailing how California is seemingly interested in getting rid of state restrictions on loitering with intent to commit prostitution, which is an important tool that law enforcement has for intercepting women who are caught in sex trafficking. So now if you see a gal street walking, cops will not be able to pull over to arrest her because they don't have probable cause that she's committing a crime. So this is just a completely insane thing, but it's not the most insane thing. So I'm going to just stick with some of the insane abortion laws. So one of the things I want to talk about is how California is going to do everything in their power to pay every cent possible for every abortion possible.
Yes.
So, Jonathan, I think maybe let's kick this off by talking about how we're going to get rid of copays and deductibles for every abortion starting this January.
And that is something courtesy of SB 245, that bill.
Which has already been signed.
That has already been signed. It is already locked and loaded. It was upheld, or I shouldn't say upheld, held up. That's the phrase I was thinking.
Yeah.
Held up.
Held up last year.
And the Democratic member of the Appropriations Committee, Lorena Gonzalez, actually through the grapevine, I heard that she did not want to vote on it because even she was concerned about this.
Right.
And yet it basically says, John, that for every single person listening to the sound of our voice who has health insurance,
including Medi-Cal,
no matter if your health insurance is from Covered California or through Blue Shield or Blue Cross or Kaiser or whatever, yeah. No matter if you're paying for it yourself or your employer is paying for it, unless it is literally a self-funded plan, if it is in any way, you have one of those fancy health logos on your card, you pay for abortion. You're plan holders pay for abortion. You have abortion covered, not just, well, you know, it's covered like it has been for the last few years. It is free. Free, free, free. Just like Oprah.
No out-of-pocket cost, no copay, no deductible for any abortion in the state of California starting January 1st of 2023.
That is correct.
And again, this is, I want to just detail this sort of theoretical thing that the pro-choice side has. Most of you have heard the phrase safe, legal, and rare. That's how liberals want abortion to be. They want it to be safe, legal, and rare. That is a Clinton-era phrase, and it is no longer orthodox doctrine on the left. If you say safe, legal, and rare, if you're a Democrat and you say you want abortion to be safe, legal, and rare, you will get canceled. You will get hounded out of Democrat office. No Democrat will vote for you. Democrats don't want it to be rare anymore. They want it to be safe, legal, and accessible. That's the phrase. So any barrier to access has to get knocked down. If you can't afford it, make the state pay for it. If you can't get to an abortion clinic, well, have abortion pills be mailed to you. If you can't, you know, if the only healthcare provider near you is a Catholic hospital, well, by golly, force that Catholic hospital to do abortions. Anything that limits your ability to get an abortion is a barrier to abortion access, therefore evil, therefore should be knocked down. Now, Roe v. Wade being overturned and a whole bunch of states banning abortion, pretty big barrier to abortion access, Jonathan. So let's talk about SB 1142, which I think is kind of the centerpiece of the California Democrats' post-Roe v. Wade plan to furnish abortion.
Yes. So this bill is, as you said, I think it's the most egregious, most dangerous pro-abortion bill John, I'm gonna go out on a limb. I'm gonna say even in the country, because there are a lot of other states. If you are a small pro-choice state like Rhode Island,
Delaware,
New Mexico, even okay, it's bad, but you do not have a huge population. You don't have a huge budget. But in California, already we have some of the most permissive, aggressive abortion deregulations in the country. It is essentially, you're almost able to get an abortion on demand for almost any reason. And we have these huge international airports in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and then
San Jose.
Yeah. I mean, but
mighty fat.
That's
Fresno,
right. That's
F-A-T.
Right. But they have essentially, it is easy. People are used to coming to California. I will say on the positive side, and I've said this in many of my other interviews, we have world-class medical facilities. People are used to, hey, I'm going to fly to California and go to
California to get this procedure.
I'm going to go to USC, which is
Stanford.
Go to Stanford, UCLA, Berkeley even. I mean, I'm going to go to some location
for my healthcare.
I'm going to meet a doctor for a treatment or a test or whatever.
Yeah.
So people are used to that. California has that reputation. And now we're at the point where California is saying under SB 1142, we would love to pay for your health care, John. In fact, if you're a poor woman, going back to Governor Newsom's comments again, the whole issue of disparities of outcome.
Right.
If you're a poor black or brown woman, maybe you live in Kentucky or Louisiana
Texas.
Or Texas, or you have an unplanned pregnancy and you do not know what you're going to do. California, John, is so generous. We are so compassionate that we will fly you to the state of California and we will pay for your airplane tickets. We will pay for your hotel room. We'll pay for your food. We'll pay for childcare if you got to bring a child with you. We'll pay for your lost wages. If you
have to take time off from work back in, and this is from any state that legally restricts abortion.
Yeah, if you're a horrible
Texas
boss
or Louisiana,
if your horrible boss won't give you time off work, you can fly out here and they'll pay for a week or even 2 weeks of your time off. And John, that's because they want to make sure that you can deliver your child and have the best prenatal. Not prenatal care, not labor and delivery,
abortion.
Yes, when you talk about pro-choice, it is literally only one choice. We will pay for all of these things. We are incredibly compassionate to all women across the country as long as you decide to kill your child like we want you to.
Meanwhile, almost 25% of women in South Fresno don't get prenatal care before they deliver. But we are literally going to use state money. If this bill passes, and if Governor Newsom signs it, and we'll note, in fairness to Governor Newsom, his budget proposal didn't include funding for this, so maybe he'll sign this as a sort of separate allocation, maybe not, we'll see. If he signs this, though, California will be paying for people in other states to fly to California to get abortions. I think this is the centerpiece of California's response to the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And again, it's all in the name of access. Access is the guiding principle here, that if you can't access an abortion because you live in Texas or Louisiana and they've outlawed abortion, well, if you've got a direct flight into LAX, you've got options.
Yep.
Yeah. And I guarantee it, Planned Parenthood's going to set up abortion clinics right near LAX and SFO to make sure that they get every dime of it, because that's another aspect of this. The California Future of Abortion Council, which was this consortium of all these big pro-choice groups that Governor Newsom collected last fall to come up with all these policy proposals like SB 1142, they're anticipating that if this passes, you could see hundreds of thousands of people flying to California to get abortions. Hundreds of thousands of people. And who's going to get that money? Planned Parenthood.
Yep.
All right. Now, when we return, we'll have some more stuff about more bad abortion bills. If you want to tell us what you think, do you want our $100 billion budget surplus in California to go for paying for abortions? Let me know about it. 559-230-4242. That's 559-230-4242. John Girardi filling in for Trevor on the Valley's Power Talk.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
We'll be right back. listening to The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Joined by my good buddy Jonathan Keller, my compadre on Right to Life Radio. If you want to listen, by the way, Right to Life Radio every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on this fine station, Power Talk 96.7 AM 1400. It's our program from Right to Life of Central California, rtlcc.org. If you want to learn more about us, check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/righttolifeca. We've got information there about our cool educational event next week, Thursday, July 7th, 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the offices of Harris Construction on Home Avenue. We're going to have this awesome educational event, a bunch of different experts in law, public policy, talking about California after Roe v. Wade. What does the overturning of Roe mean? The Dobbs case, explaining all of that. If you want to RSVP, email us at info@rtlcc.org or you can give Right to Life a call. Call us over the weekend. Leave a message. We'll get it. 559-229-BABY. That's 559-229-2229. All right, Jonathan. There's a, like 10, 11, or 12 really bad abortion bills on the lineup before the California legislature this year. All these different bills for like pilot programs for funding more abortion care in this county and these five counties and in L.A. and this and that. I want to land, though, on this harebrained idea of the California Reproductive Health Service Corps, AB1918, to basically, instead of Teach for America, it's Abort for California. So yes. go for it, John, and let's explain this.
So yeah, this is, I really do think, John, one of the worst. Again, it's true. We have a...
This is, it, maybe it's not the worst, but I think it's the most egregious. Just the biggest egregious handout to the pro-choice side.
We, John, I mean, you come from a family of doctors. Is that correct?
I do. I'm a doctor myself of the law.
A law. Would it be fair to say, generally speaking, that most people who either go to medical school, especially those who have graduated from medical school, usually they tend to do all right for themselves the rest
of
their
life?
In
the long term, generally speaking, doctors tend to do better than non-doctors. Yeah.
Financially, and they're not hurting. I mean, yeah, those law school loans, those med school loans can be steep. But yeah.
But usually people are making a rational choice of, I'm going to take on this debt because I know I'm going to be having a very lucrative, high-paying job with which I can pay off the debt.
And in addition, talking about supply and demand, usually I think most people go into a particular field, even a field of medicine, because they're like, you know, this type of medicine is lucrative even within the medical establishment.
Yeah, well, you know, all those rock star orthopedic surgeons. I mean, they're my dad's an orthopedic surgeon, so anyway.
You can make the jokes.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
But my point being that most people, if you're making, you're sitting down with a career counselor in high school or in college.
Doctor's a pretty good one.
And even within that, you're going to say, you know, maybe I want to be this specific type of doctor. I have this real specific interest because I want to help people and I want to, or maybe it's financially lucrative. But it appears that there are, I mean, we know this from around the country. There is a shortage of doctors who are willing to do abortions.
Right.
Surprise, surprise. And as a result, the state of California is saying we need, both for the state of California and for states around the country, we need to do something to alleviate that shortage of abortion doctors.
We need more doctors, so we're going to do something to artificially kind of goose the numbers to make sure we have more abortion doctors.
Think of it as Build Back Better for abortion.
Right.
They basically are saying we're going to give you massive loan subsidies or even loan forgiveness. If you agree, not just to become a doctor, but if you agree to specifically go into the abortion industry. If you agree to go get trained as an OBGYN, but who needs to deliver babies? We would much rather have you deliver them in pieces.
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry to be so dark. But,
well, and it's beyond that. It's also to go to underserved,
yes,
in scare quotes, parts of the state to perform abortions there.
You mean, John, like black and brown communities maybe?
Yeah, pretty much exclusively.
For example,
if I may, what was described as an abortion care desert by the San Francisco Chronicle about a week and a half ago in an article that featured, that mentioned me, the San Joaquin Valley.
Yeah.
So we're going to be sending UCSF medical school students trained to kill, going to send them down to the San Joaquin Valley so they can abort a bunch of poor black and brown kids here. and pay off their student loans. Instead of Teach for America, it's Abort for California.
And again, Gavin Newsom has not signed this bill yet, but presumably if it does pass, I will be shocked if he does not sign it. So for all those listening at home, we are essentially saying, or I should say Gavin Newsom is saying, the Democrats are saying, on the one hand, you know, it's really awful that all of these arrests are happening of people streetwalking for prostitution. The fact that, you know, 50% plus of the arrests for prostitution are black and brown women. This is awful. What a horrible disproportionate impact.
Yeah.
But when we see women having higher than percentage-wise per capita abortions in black and brown communities, the answer is, oh, man, we got to get some more doctors down there.
We need more abortions, obviously.
Obviously, yeah, there's a demand here.
Rather than address the problem that in South Fresno, there's a 1 in 4 chance you won't have any prenatal care before you deliver, maybe that might be pushing some women to have abortions. I don't know, that there are very few providers who want to take Medi-Cal. Maybe something to do with that. And that's why, you know, the very first segment of the show I had, yeah, too bad you missed it, Jonathan. It was a very pretentious radio essay. But I was discussing that, you know, this is the great tragedy of abortion, is that it's a Band-Aid over cancer. We have these really deep-seated problems with prenatal care provision in California, here in the Valley. And the Democrats' answer for it is, oh, well, all these women are choosing abortion because they don't have prenatal care. So I guess we need more abortion. That's not really an answer. Anyway, thank you so much for being with us, Jonathan. I appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
All righty. Jonathan, go barbecue something. Have a good 4th of July. We will be back with more of the Trevor Carey Show. Hour 3 coming up right after this. John Girardi filling in for Trevor Carey on the Valley's Power Talk.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.